All right, you've got your Corona now after our last segment. Now you got to get your Papa John's pizza, apparently. We've got a very food-themed show today, and that's the subject of Mr. Zazi's take. Papa John's has a new agreement to expand in Asia. Tell us about that.
Yeah, another big development deal out of Papa John's, signing a deal with an Asia independent private equity firm, Fountainvest Partners, to bring 1,350 new stores to South China by the year 2040. And Papa John's is not a big player right now in China, operating a little over 211 stores in the country. So this is a big deal for them and comes on the heel of them announcing another deal in the U.S. just a couple weeks ago to enter more aggressively the Texas market via 100 new stores by 2029. So Papa John's really getting aggressive with its development plans. Hasn't been too aggressive on development the past few years, but finally, now the new CEO, Rob Lynch, has things situated, and now it looks like they're taking things up a gear. Now, just looking around, looking at the China market specifically, there are a lot of these companies, Domino's Pizza and now Papa John's, are really chasing the giant behemoth that is Pizza Hut in China. As you can see on that graphic, Pizza Hut now operating over 2,500 stores in China, its largest pizza chain there. Domino's clocking in with 363 stores. Papa John, as I mentioned, about 211 stores in the location. But by and large, this is another good development for Papa John's, another win for the company. And my take is very simple. First, it should really quiet concerns on the street that the company is not going to invest aggressively overseas. It looks at long last. They're going to push more aggressively into international locations, and the market wanted to see them push into China. Looks like they finally checked that box. Number two, Omicron variant, does that equal more food at home? Now, we just talked to Bill Newlands over Constellation Brands. He's not necessarily seeing a pickup in demand because people are staying back home because of the variant. But still, you could start to see a lot of those food companies that did well at the start of the pandemic, like the pizza players, like a Papa John's, report pretty strong quarters because of everything that's going on now with the Omicron variant. And last but not least, if there is a wild card to Papa John's and a lot of others in restaurant space, it is labor inflation, Julie. You know, we saw in the jobs report today, 4.7% increase in average hourly earnings ahead of the 4.2% consensus increase. Wages are on the rise, especially in the restaurant sector, and that is hurting margins.
You know, Saz, I'm curious, you know, all these fast food companies, they do sort of regional specialties when they have franchises in new places. I wonder what toppings they will offer at these Papa John's or that they offer at those Pizza Huts.
Do you have any intel on that? I think Papa John's will keep their menu true to form. It's going to be hard for them to chase the innovation machine that is Pizza Hut in China. I encourage anyone to go out there and Yahoo search some of these cool pizzas that that Pizza Hut has in China. I mean, they're fascinating. They're very clickable. They look tasty. I've never tried any, but again, these are the types of pizzas you take photos of and put it on your Insta story.
Pro tip, Brian Sazi, chili crisp, grandma chili crisp on your pizza. Highly recommend. That's a hack for you.